5 minutes of Thai history. It would be impossible to try to summarize the country's long and intense history in such a short space, and this is not our intention. The purpose of this audio guide is to provide useful references for understanding the history of Thailand and to enhance your experience when visiting key monuments, such as the Grand Palace in Bangkok. We have chosen four historical references for this purpose. The 10th century AD, Marco Polo's travels, the discovery of America, and the War of Independence of the British colonies in North America. Thailand is a very recent name for the country. Until well into the 20th century, this region was known as the Kingdom of Siam, a kingdom that was already home to today's Thai people. But who are they? And where did they come from? The Thai people are a varied ensemble of ethnic groups, who share a common language and cultural identity, in a region in which human migratory movements and the intermingling of cultures have frequently occurred. Our initial historical reference takes us back to the 10th century. At that time, there was a patchwork of populations organized into tribes, spread throughout the whole of North America and Australia, whilst the islands later to be known as the British Isles were populated by Angles, Saxons, and Jutes. At that same time, thousands of kilometers away, there was an increase in the migratory flow from the Chinese province of Guangxi toward the south. Groups of people, ancestors of the current Thai population, migrated from the north towards the Jiao Praya River basin, settling in areas alongside other ethnic minorities. Over a long period of time, they went unnoticed, in the shadow of the powerful Chinese Empire or the Angkor Empire. We move forward a few centuries to focus on Marco Polo's travels to China. What would Mr. Polo have found in Thailand if his journey had taken him to this region of Asia, back in the 1260s? Well, he would have found the first great independent kingdom, which arose in Sukhothai. The migration of the population towards the central plains, that offered better conditions for rice growing, the decline of the great empires, and the development of Theravada Buddhism, played a decisive role in the forging of a common identity in this kingdom. Although the hegemony of Sukhothai did not last very long, it bequeathed magnificent artistic works to us. Our third reference date is 1492. What if Christopher Columbus had arrived in Thailand instead of the Bahamas? Well, he would certainly have been amazed to discover the powerful Kingdom of Siam, with its capital in Ayutthaya, very close to Bangkok. The city had been founded some 150 years earlier, in 1350, and it was by then at its prime as the region's center of power. Eventually, its downfall came at the hands of its long-standing enemies, the Burmese, after a lengthy siege in 1767. But it had a total of just over 400 years of glorious history. Our last historical milestone takes us to the period leading up to the American War of Independence. In 1767, the British Parliament enacted the Townshend Acts, heightening tensions with the American colonies. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, the city of Ayutthaya fell to the Burmese army that same year, marking the end of the Ayutthaya Kingdom. In the following years, the Burmese withdrew due to the pressures exerted by the Chinese in the north. The governor of the province of Thak at that time, General Thaksin, reunited the territories under his control, proclaimed himself king and took up residence in Thonburi, at the mouth of the Jiao Praya, currently Bangkok. Shortly afterwards, in 1782, he was succeeded by another general of noble lineage, called Chokri, who founded the last dynasty and of whom the current king Rama X is a descendant. So, if George Washington, after signing the Treaty of Paris, had made a trip, as the first president of the United States of America, to this region, he would have met General Chokri, now as King Rama I of the Kingdom of Siam, with its capital in Bangkok. So, in just a few words, the ancestors of the Thai people began settling in Southeast Asia during the first millennium AD, around the time when the Anglo-Saxons were consolidating their presence in the British Isles. Meanwhile, in North America and Australia, diverse indigenous societies maintained complex social and cultural structures. If you visit Sukhothai, try to imagine Marco Polo standing beside you, listening attentively to the audio guide's explanations, marveling at the ancient ruins that once stood as the cradle of Thai civilization. In Ayutthaya, picture Christopher Columbus walking alongside you, reflecting on the grandeur of the city that flourished while he embarked on his voyages of discovery, perhaps with a touch of sadness, knowing the eventual fall of this once great kingdom. And during the can't-miss visit to the Grand Palace in Bangkok, George Washington will be the person who springs to mind, to historically place its foundation by King Rama I.